your host, Millicent, and you're listening to a Walk With Mill podcast, the show that helps an individual with their self-growth and development, and also talks about faith, relationship, and all-around entertainment. Stay tuned and enjoy the show. Hi guys, welcome again to today's episode. How you guys doing? How's your area? What's popping? So, you know, let me know how you guys are doing. You know, it's not every day that somebody be saying something, you know, be motivating you, giving inspiration and teaching you. Nah, don't worry. And please, I would love you guys to pick up your phone or get yourself up and go visit some people or call them, you know, some of your friends or even your brothers or your sisters that you have not communicated for a while now. Just, you know, text them, call them, send them voice notes, you know, you can visit them if possible and know how they are doing. Honestly, I called someone that it has been a while we spoke, and it felt really good, you know. I don't know, I felt like, oh God, you don't even know, like, I felt like I did something for that person, no, like, I saved the person from something, and the person was really happy. So, I would want you guys to please check on your neighbor, your friends, you know how they are doing. Know that. So that's that. And please take care of yourself. I know the world itself is getting, you know, more intense. A lot of things are happening, and keep asking yourself what is even going on. In fact, what am I even doing with my life? And for our brothers and sisters here in Nigeria, I don't need to tell you guys how it is now. It is like, you know, Nigeria is a very beautiful country, very beautiful nation, but a lot of things are going on. I'm here to just tell you guys, this is a reminder not to worry. God is with us. Honestly, I believe for Him to keep us this far, He has a better plan ahead. And I just want us to just keep believing and keep hoping in Him. He's never going to disappoint us. I mean, He's not a human, and He is a God. So when what He says He will do, and He means that. So guys, please be good. You know, relax once in a while. Use that money, that small money that you have. Go and buy that cookies or go and buy that drink. Sit at home and take it and enjoy yourself and tell yourself, it is well with my soul. So, with that being said, I just want to tell you guys, give you guys 5 tips on how to handle passive aggressive people. Like, I think most times some of us, we are passively aggressive. I think once in a while, me, I'm passively aggressive. But then, how do you handle these people? How, if they come, maybe you meet them or something, get in contact with them, how do you handle them? I'm going to tell you guys how to handle them, give you examples and all that. So let's dive into that. So first step is, don't take the bait. Now, what I mean is that there's a fine line between responding to someone who's been passive aggressive and engaging in the drama they are creating. You want to respond without doing the emotional work for them. Like, this means like asking the questions like, of why did you say that? What do you really mean? What are you trying to say? No, what exactly are you insinuating? Okay, let me tell you guys this story. You know, part of my business. I'm a good storyteller. Yeah, so there is this my friend. Let me just call this my friend B. So this is my friend B. We had issues, and I mean, you know, once in a while you have misunderstanding and disagreement between yourself and your friend. So we had this disagreement, and honestly, I never imagined that it would go this far, because I'm someone that really hates keeping malice or grudge. I don't know how to do it. Even if you're going to pay me, I can't do it. Sorry, I can't do it. I don't know how to keep malice. It eats me up. Like, I see myself depreciating. So I would have avoided any drama, or would have avoided anything that will occur, if only I kept my mouth shut or just ignore it or say something different, you know. But I went ahead and was like, you know, when you are angry and you just kind of, you say some certain things that you don't really want to say, and you ask some certain questions you don't want to ask, and I was like, what do you mean exactly? And boom, that's how the quarrel ended. And though it did not stay for long, but trust me, I didn't like the fact that we weren't talking for over a week. And I was scattered. I was disorganized, because this is not me. This is not me. I can't keep malice, man. Even if you are at fault, I would try to, you know, make sure that everybody's fine. Let's settle it out, because I can't keep this. So let me say, for example, now a friend says thank you but doesn't sound pleased. How to handle this thing? You know, normally you'd be like, but why are you saying thank you, and why is your face like that? You are saying thank you, so I brought this thing for you and you're saying thank you like that. So how to handle this? You know, answer the content, not the contents of the situation. Simply say, you are welcome. Meet the person where they at, but don't take the bait, which is a great way to disarm them. You know, instead of asking, why is your face like that? Or why are you telling me thank you that way? Like, is that how you're supposed to say thank you? Or why is your face like that? You know, it's going to create a lot of drama, a lot of things, and you guys start exchanging words. It doesn't make sense, right? Yeah. So why would you even want to engage in such thing? Just tell them you're welcome. You know, ignore it. Just do as if you didn't see anybody, you didn't see anything that happened, right? So moving over to number two is stay in the present moment. If you're calling someone out on their behavior, chances are this isn't the first time they have acted this way. Remember, this habit usually gets picked up in childhood as a way to avoid confrontation. Still, it's not a good idea to bring out the laundry list of the past offenses and make sweeping generalization. Instead, focus on what just happened. What I mean is that, you know, when somebody does something to you, and instead of you to confront them there and then, and maybe tell them what they did or something like that, you start digging out the old memories. Maybe they have been doing that since it's like a habit for them. So instead of you to confront them immediately, you're just keeping it, you're just storing it up. And that day, you just feel like, okay, you know, I just want to tell you that you have been doing this thing and I've been keeping quiet for you and all that. You know, I feel like it's not necessary. For me, I feel like it's not necessary. Instead of, you know, digging up the past, just hold them there. Let me say, for example, someone says, your mom says that dress does a great job of hiding your weight gain. Let me tell you how to handle this. You know, the team body shamers. Let me just tell you how to undo this. Don't respond with a general statement about how she always criticizes the way you look, even if you feel that way. Rather, focus on the specific moment and tell how her words makes you feel. Instead of saying, why is it that you always criticize how I look? Why is it that you are body shaming me? You always do that, and I'm keeping quiet for you. And no, just shun her there and there. You know, I think my friends they do tell me that I'm someone that is confrontational, that I don't like letting things slide sometimes. And that's true, that is me. Instead of storing it up, and you know, I know that I'm dying, I know that I'm not comfortable with it, I'll come to you and tell you, bro or sis, this thing you did, I'm not good with it. And please, I would love you to withdraw it or do not repeat such thing. Thank you very much. You know, you know, some of us have crazy in our head. I don't know what I took this day, but what I'm saying is that instead of keeping those things in, right? Instead of keeping them in, it is better for you to say them out. It is better for you to just say it out and tell them, okay, this is what you are doing that I don't like, right? I don't like your choice of words now. Please don't use it again. And that is it. You know, instead of keeping it, you know, being the people pleaser, I don't want to talk, so that it's not look like, you know, say it there. If someone tells you that, oh, they don't like how you talk or something like that, and you're not comfortable with that, it makes you feel somehow, please do well to tell the person, do well to, you know, don't allow that to happen again. That's the only thing I can tell you. Yeah. So thirdly is be assertive when talking. Yeah, be assertive. The passive aggressive person is being avoidant, so this is no time to beat around the bush. Instead, address the issue head on, focus on your feeling, and use I statements. This method brings understanding, you feel me, and empathy rather than you statements, which can feel accusatory. For example, now let me say, you are at a family dinner and notice a relative adding spices to a dish you made. It's also not the first time they have messed with your recipe. How to handle this, right? Instead of, you know, going straight to the person and telling them, oh, what is wrong with you? Why are you doing this? Why are you... You can just go straight to the point and just approach them and say, I notice you adding in spices. I feel disrespected when you do something like that without telling me. See, it feels better that way. It is fine if you want to tweak your own dish, but I don't want to change the whole recipe because I can't make a food for the, you know, for the family, and you are coming in to mess up with the recipe. Why? You can do that to your own meal, like your own dish that you have butter that you say, this is my food, not the whole thing. It is annoying. So instead of doing, whenever I cook, you always do this, you always do that. No, just, you know, use the I statement and continue with your life. I feel like life is very simple if you just have to apply some techniques and some rules. It becomes very simple for us instead of, you know, killing ourselves and beating around the bush. Now, number four is make sure the punishment fits the crime. One way to get passive aggressive people to change their behavior is to have clear consequences for their actions, but those punishments can quickly go overboard. Example, screaming, I'm never talking to you again. It's over between us. I'm done. I hate you. You are this. You are that. You know, sometimes you just get to overreact and go overboard. And after, you be like, I'm sorry. No, to save yourself from that embarrassment, from that stress. Eh? Evaluate how their behavior has affected you, then determine the best response. You know, should you tell your friend you need some time apart, or is it time to end the friendship altogether? Take some time and think about it. Instead of, you know, going overboard and overreacting, let me just give you an example. This is the third time your friend has been late to movies without giving you heads up. How to handle it, right? Next time it happens, be direct and tell them it bothers you when they leave you hanging. If they continue to do it, let them know you will invite another friend instead. Simple and short. You don't need to beat around the bush. You don't even need to, like, you know, overreact. It's just simple, especially when they are doing it continuously. And most time they don't intentionally do it, but at least you give a friend a reason why you are doing this. But if there is no reason, then you should tell them. React accordingly. Now, lastly, the last but not the least is understand your audience, or understand the people around you, or understand those passive aggressive people. No matter how hard you try, some people won't be responsive when you talk to them. Many people who are passive aggressive aren't going to change because you are bothered about it. Trust me, I've met so many people like that. I have like thousands, okay, not thousands of them. let me know over exaggerate things, but I've met so many people like that. If you are deciding whether to bring up a person's behavior, it can be helpful to do a quick cost benefit analysis to figure out if it was making an effort to get them to change their ways. In other words, you get me? Talking to your spouse is a lot less risk than talking to your boss. Let me give you an example of what I mean. Your boss is giving you the silent treatment after another leader at the company compliments your work. How to handle this? Without, you know, feeling bad, ask yourself, is talking to your boss worth your time and energy? Do you understand me? Do you get it? Will it lead to change? Will it lead to consequences like bringing past over for promotions or losing your job? If so, ignore their tantrum and focus on spreading positive vibes at the work. You know, you don't have to beat yourself up. You don't have to stress yourself that, oh, I don't know if my boss this, my boss that, and you end up, you know, putting yourself in a very bad dilemma. No, just forget about how they are acting. So far as it's not affecting you that much, ignore it. Be positive. Live your life, you know? I feel like there is a lot of ways to handle things. Even some things that I feel like, oh, there is no solution for this. There is a solution for this. Yeah? In my tribe in Nigeria, that is the Igbo tribe, there is this adage that said, something that doesn't have a solution, something that doesn't look like it has a solution, it somehow has a solution. So it's better you just, you know, have your own guidelines. There's a lot of things you should be worried about than how to handle passive aggressive people. Sometimes it can really be exhausting, trust me. Can really be exhausting and annoying, and you want to like crush them. You want to like, what is wrong with you people? Yeah, but the thing I will tell you, my darlings, is that don't bother yourself about it. Don't, you know, don't stress over it. There is definitely a way to handle things. Trust me, there is definitely a way to handle a lot of things. And please don't forget that I said, do check up on your friends and your brothers and your sisters, and you know that person that you're having issues with because you think they are passively aggressive. Please check on them. Yeah, sometimes they don't do those things intentionally. Maybe that's just how they are. Yeah, they are going to keep learning until they learn. Just, you know, be a shoulder for them to lean on. But if you're sure they're paying you shy, I can just remove it. Alright, so guys, though the journey is long, the obstacle high, but keep your head up high and focus, and don't beat yourself up when it seems worse. Just take it slow but steady, right? Slow but steady, and you get there. There's a lot of things to worry about. In fact, don't worry yourself at all. Think, I do tell people, instead of worrying and wasting your time in worrying, think of a solution. If a solution is not coming, don't worry. Commit it in the hands of God and see your life moving perfectly and as supposed. Yeah, so guys, you have come to the end of today's episode, right? So do not forget to like, share, comment, you know, subscribe and follow. Please share with a lot of people. Share with your mommy, your daddy, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your neighbors, your children, your brothers, your sisters, in fact, everybody. And please don't listen to just listen. Listen to learn. Listen to be impacted. Listen because you want to pick something home. I say a lot of things. That doesn't mean that all of them that they are 100% correct, and that doesn't mean that sometimes you know almost all of them, but there will be a new thing that I say that you've learned. And even if there is nothing new, it's more like a reminder. So I'm telling you guys today, learn and be impacted, and please share with others. And you can reach us on our social media handle at Millicent Emanuela on Facebook and me and on Instagram at Millicent Emanuela too. So thank you guys for listening. I love you. Please be okay and know that God loves you. See you guys next week. Bye.